Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. If you watched the Grammys last night, yay. And if you didn't, we've been recapping it this morning. One thing I wanted to, we had a couple of Bay Area winners. We talked about her, who is from Vallejo, and just rocked it last night, too.
I thought so, too. Someone wrote in and said they didn't think she was that good at all, but she seemed nervous.
She did seem nervous, but I thought that she really...
So would you.
Well, yeah. I thought that she really... I found it very impressive that she was rocking a lead guitar and doing these sort of intricate fingerings as she sang right along with it. Mm-hmm. She won, Best R&B Album and Best R&B Performance for a song called Best Part, her featuring Daniel Caesar. She's a Vallejo girl, and she killed it last night.
I did, too.
Best metal performance went to High on Fire, a name of a band out of Oakland.
I don't know these guys.
Me either, and I thought to myself, I should know these guys.
Yeah, High on Fire.
So I'm not sure if Electric Messiah is the name of the album or just a particular, like, best metal performance on a song. Is that just a song?
Oh, I didn't look that up.
Brittany?
I can't look it up, though, but... What was the song called?
Electric Messiah. So High on Fire is a band out of Oakland, and they won Best Metal Performance.
I pulled one song.
Okay, let's hear them.
Oh, I'm totally into this. That sounds like Lemmy.
It does, actually. okay.
I love it. I have a new band.
Can you find Electric Messiah?
That's a song.
It is a song? Yes. All right, because this is the one they won for. This was the nominated song. No, I need a different song. You said this one was called something else.
So this is Electric Messiah.
Okay.
The other one was called Spewn from the Earth.
Spewn from the Earth.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm. Oh, turn this up. Let's hear this.
These guys are over 20 years in the business.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of them.
Well, now
they
we have.
They were formed in 98.
They've won a Grammy, Vinny.
Finally, wow. It paid off.
Right.
Good going,
years
boys.
Of screaming and double bass pedaling. Out of Oakland, High on Fire. Congratulations to them. I definitely wanted to mention them as they're from the Bay Area.
Oh my God.
I feel
God,
like we should have heard of them.
This is so funny.
What are you looking at?
I'm just looking them up. Website? I'm like, wow, I can't believe they've been around 20 years. I've never heard of them.
So as far as what people wore, because we talked a lot of nuts and bolts about the show, but, it's always the fashion. These are the worst dressed, apparently. I did not think that Jennifer Lopez, I thought that the hat was a little much, but I actually liked the way she was on stage at one point. I can't even remember what for. Oh, it might have been.
Tribute?
Might have been, no, when the four women came out Alicia Keys.
When she introduced her friends.
It was Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, Michelle Obama, and J-Lo. And when she was doing her part in speaking, the sort of bedazzling that she had on the front of her dress was reflecting up onto her hat, and it just looked amazing. Hmm. It's like, oh, it looks like she's got the Milky Way around her head. And I thought, oh, well, if that was her intention. But it was sort of funny because you couldn't see, the shadow was so deep under the hat, had to be 2 feet wide, and you couldn't see her face underneath it, so you'd see like from the bottom of her nose down, just her nose and mouth, unless she tipped her head back. So they're calling her one of the worst dressed. The Kylie Jenner outfit, she does appear to be wrapped in paper towels. I'm not sure exactly what she's going for there.
She's the one that goes with Travis Scott, right?
Yeah.
And that kid had a good, he's having a good year.
He is. Katy Perry was on stage for the Dolly Parton tribute, and she was wearing some kind of, I don't know, the color guard the leader of the band kind of outfit.
Thing.
Yeah, it was a sort of red and gold thing. But here's what she wore to the actual ceremony, Vinny. It's a big number.
Oh, the pink one.
No, no, that's Anna Kendrick. We'll get to that. Katy Perry has it's tightly fitted on the top, but then it has this weird bell shape around the. She looks like you could pick her up and ring her like a dinner bell. It's an odd bell shape.
Well,
though.
You
it's
know,
not what you're thinking. It's
the Grammys. More so than, say, the Academy Awards, the rockers, they go for, or I should say musicians, go for it.
Yeah.
Outside the box.
You can right. make some big moves.
Artistic,
and take some chances.
Right. And this is ugly, in my opinion, but, you know, she's doing something different, mixing it up.
There's a Colombian rock band named Aterciopelados, or something like that.
Here, I speak Spanish. You want to hand that
sure,
to me?
Sure, let me just hand it to you. And actually, the first word in that is the name of the girl who is wearing a literal Grammy. She has made her own outfit.
Oh, that's...
Her head is coming out of the tulip-shaped gramophone
that's
horn.
Her.
And she's got a little gramophone horn coming off each breast, where the nipple would be. Yep.
That's a her?
That's a her. Her name is... Echeverry.
Okay.
Andrea Echeverry.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. You can't even. This guy Hector is also in the band, but he is definitely less. He's not wearing a great outfit, but who would even notice that with her? She looks like her head's popping out of the rolled end of a condom.
Yeah.
Like, all right, it's not a good look.
What are they up for?
Let's see.
Spanish speaking?
I don't know.
Is
actually.
That the girl who was the wall?
No,
that was someone else.
Okay.
That girl's the same one who won the she was wearing a pro-life dress last year, and the year before that she was wearing a Make America Great Again dress.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
I want to say she's from The Real Uzi.
Oh, really?
Something like that. And then they actually said Lady Gaga, they didn't like Lady Gaga's dress. I thought Lady Gaga's dress was beautiful. The sort of snaky, ruffly silver thing. They also did not like Cardi B's outfit. I loved it. I think this dress is so beautiful. She was.
I think Cardi B crushed it.
This is the one she showed up in, not the one she performed in. It's a black skirt, tightly fitted. I guess it's a 95 vintage, which believe it or not,
95
was
vintage,
20
huh?
plus years ago.
Okay.
And it looks like she's blooming out of the center of a flower. It's actually really pretty. There's the Katy Perry dress again. I had no idea that Camila Cabello had such a big rear end, so now I know.
I like her. She actually has a great first album.
Her, they did a performance of Havana at the beginning of the show, and Ricky Martin came out. There was like a rapper out there at one point. I thought to myself as I watched that, because it was colorful and beautiful and just fantastically done, I was like, that should have been the Super Bowl halftime show. Like, that would have been a great Super Bowl halftime show. Let me see if I can find you a picture of Anna Kendrick's dress, which was just a cotton candy nightmare. You know, the thing about Anna Kendrick's dress, because it's a very fluffy, sort of flamingo-feathered... here's the shot of the back of it, Vinny. It's that her legs are so skinny that she had this sort of big puffy dress on and these little pencil legs coming out the bottom. So
she looks good.
She made the worst dressed.
She did?
Yeah, that's a...
Oh, I don't hate that.
People didn't like that. As far as the best dressed went, let's see. Yeah, they're talking about J-Lo, major faux pas, blah, blah, blah. This particular list, it's a totally different source, liked Lady Gaga's look, and they gave her a nod for best dressed. Oh, and here's Camila Cabello's bum again. Cabello.
You like it?
Yeah. Really round.
Gaga looked great. And Camilla looks great too.
Yeah. They,
I really like the look. First of all, you guys just heard the kind of music I listen to. So I'm trying to, you know, play along here. I thought some of the show was really good. The Alicia Keys on two pianos was why you want to watch the Grammys. That was an artist just doing all kind of different stuff, in real time at one point on two pianos at once.
Yeah.
Sitting in between the two of them.
But that's cool. She's so talented.
Jumping into like sort of the hooks of songs she'd wish she wrote.
Yeah.
And doing great with them too. Like sounding really good.
Were you able to find any of that, Brittany?
I'm jumping through it right now.
All right. Well, let me give you a little more of this. I see.
Human has been looking for it all morning. He can't find it. Yeah,
we had a hard time finding. Like, I want the, let's see the whole performance. Did you see the Anna Kendrick dress?
I did.
Somebody else in there. I wasn't sure who that was, and they didn't put a name. She looks kind of like Rihanna. Might have been Eve.
Eve was there. I didn't hear about Rihanna.
A weird little outfit. Also, on the worst dress list, they put Michelle Obama on there. Like, where they, it looks like sort of a smoking jacket with long pants. If you saw that part where she came out, people lost their minds when Michelle Obama came out on stage.
Yeah, they did.
We miss you so much, Michelle. And she's off. She's known for her fashion sense. Like, she always put a great outfit together. And I guess, she went shiny because it's the Grammys. But it wasn't a great pantsuit. It did look a little Hugh Hefner gone glam.
Whatever. It.
Oh, you found the performance by Alicia Keys?
Yes.
I would love to see and hear a little bit of that.
Slowly loading.
Right. Drake had a lot to say after
Take
winning.
Your time, thingy, no problem.
Yeah, no,
we're
not live or anything. So no problem at all.
They just came right out of commercial into her. She's sitting in between two pianos.
That is amazing.
Yep.
She's got two mics, and one from each piano, so that no matter which one she's looking at, she can have a full mic set up.
It's pretty long, you guys.
Yeah, let's fast forward a little bit.
Get to the singing clips.
All right. Jump ahead.
Oh, she's still talking.
Still talking.
Oh, I love this tune. I don't know. I'm totally mesmerized.
It's all good, but it's
neat,
too long.
Right?
Yeah. It's so good, though. Damn it.
I know.
I think the very next one. No. Go to the next one.
That's two again. Oh, that's another one.
She changed it.
Yeah. She's into Kings of Leon now.
It's really good.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that whole thing.
Yeah, the end is my favorite.
How far was it? How did I miss this?
Wait a minute. You're missing the best one.
What is it?
Come on, Bryn, the one you and I like.
The one you and I like. It must be a Drake song.
Did you two share a moment?
It must be a freaking Drake song.
Did you two have a moment this morning?
We didn't discuss
this. Is there a damn Kiki, Do You Love Me?
Yeah, play it.
Is it really Kiki?
She did for a minute. It was funny.
Oh, my God.
This is my first time watching it.
I'm done hearing this.
I don't know.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No,
speaking
not.
Of Drake.
Play it.
He had a lot to say after winning his latest Grammy, but he went a little too long, and weirdly, they cut him right after he said, "Who needs a Grammy?"
Yeah, that was actually comical.
Here we go.
Well, doesn't it sound good?
Sounds better than it normally does.
Alicia Keys. Of course it sounds good.
So he got Best Rap Song Sunday night for God's Plan. God's Plan. God's Plan. And toward the tail end of his acceptance speech, he said...
He did talk a long time. It was time to get out of there.
Yeah.
Well, he also was slamming the Grammy,
totally,
and they went, we're out.
Yeah, you know what we're not going to do? Stick around for this. moving on, but staying in the music world.
Bye.
But time for commercials. I guess he paused long enough that they'd pulled the camera way out at that point.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, bye-bye. R. Kelly, speaking of people will shell out money to go see this guy, not so much in the U.S. anymore, but in Germany, he is huge. He's actually upgrading to bigger venues.
So is David Hasselhoff. What does that tell you?
It doesn't tell you much. Apparently, the Germans have no taste in music. he is doing a few concerts.
They make good cars.
They do.
Man.
This spring, he's got a couple concerts planned, and he is being booked despite heavy backlash in the States following Surviving R. Kelly, the Lifetime show. April 12th, he has a show in Ludwigsburg, and it sold out so fast they moved it to a bigger venue, a 9,000 seat venue, apparently. It's about 70 miles away from where the original gig was supposed to be held, but
70?
It's a long
drive
way for
to
people.
Go, yeah.
So they're actually, I guess it's the production company or whoever's booking him over there. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Go on. I'm listening to you.
Do you have a headache?
I'm listening.
Okay.
No worries.
That was just a weird
Weren't you
thing
reading?
To look up to you. I was, and then I looked up at you.
Oh, I thought.
What was he doing?
He was going, or, like it's a mystery. I don't know.
She's totally reading, so I'm just rubbing my head for a second, yeah. And then I'm like, why am I on blast right now?
Oh, you're not on blast. I just was like, what? Is everything okay? So anyway, they're saying that this may all change. That if he winds up getting charged with something, mm-hmm. which he hasn't yet,
yeah,
that they might pull the plug on all of this. But they believe
He stays in Germany.
What's that?
And then he stays in Germany.
No, like as in here. Well, I know. I don't know what he's going to do. No, but they're saying that these German concerts could get canceled if he gets charged.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
But they're basically saying they made contractual agreements and arrangements to cancel if they have to.
Nice.
So when he went ahead and signed those, he's under investigation in Fulton County, Georgia. There's potential for criminal cases in Illinois. There's also been this big movement to mute R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
In Germany, though, for now at least, the show will go on. We'll see. By April, things may have changed. It's only 2 months away. Chris Angel, Mind Freak.
The Magician.
The Magician. He has a little boy who had cancer.
Oh, come on.
The kid's 4 years old. His name is Johnny Christopher. He's been battling leukemia for the last 3 years.
It's wrong. Is that your question?
It is wrong.
It's
wrong.
For
a child to have cancer, yeah. It's wrong. There's nothing more tragic. The kid is in remission, which is great news. Over the last few years, and long before he had kids apparently, Chris Angel has been granting Make-A-Wish requests. He's done over 50. Apparently people have asked for Chris Angel and he has done them. Not to mention he has raised millions of dollars for them as well. Like this is even before he had a kid with cancer, he was doing this. In 2010, he was the Magical Wishmaker of the Year.
Good for him.
I know, it's great. So Make-A-Wish decided to make one of his son's wishes come true. And what was his little 4-year-old son, Johnny Christopher, wishing for?
Is it an athlete or a musician?
It's neither.
Is it his dad?
It is not. He wished for Ryan from Ryan Toys Review to come and visit him.
The boy on YouTube?
The one who has 27 billion views on YouTube reviewing toys.
No!
Yes, that's what he wanted to happen, and that's what happened. The foundation flew Ryan and his family out to Vegas, where Chris Angel was throwing a huge party to celebrate his kid ending cancer treatments. It looks like they had a blast. It was a superhero themed bash.
Oh my God.
I know, it's so touching. So here is little Johnny Angel.
Ryan, just a little baby too, huh? Here.
$27 billion views, you guys.
Okay. Just another...
Yeah.
He's a little 7-year old.
I've watched his videos.
Oh, I'm sure you. How could you escape them?
Have you seen him, though?
I have. That is the fourth one I've ever seen.
Okay.
The fourth time I've ever seen that kid on. But you know what? I'm not watching toy reviews. I'm just not doing it.
I don't know why anyone is, though.
He's the number one earner on YouTube.
What?
So, yeah. He killed it. Didn't he make like something like $30 million last year? I mean, his parents live in a palace now. Sure, they're thrilled. Anyway, here's a picture of the whole family gotten together. But it's and by the way, he's got Chris Angel's doing another $5 million. It's behind there. He's getting another $5 million ready to give to Make-A-Wish. So wasn't that nice that they turned around and gave him something so nice? Tonight, Celebrity Big Brother is on.
Where are you?
I'm caught up. Are
you? Oh, you are.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I love the show. You know that. I can't get enough of it.
What'd you think of? Spoiler alert, just so we can talk about it without having someone hate us.
I'm very sorry to have seen my favorite go home in the double eviction.
Oh, Tom Green?
The only one that I still cared about in the house. They're all a bunch of terrible people, turns out.
I love that he kept trying to explain it's a game.
Yeah, but you're getting really mean about it.
wanted to hear that. They're like, no, you're messing with my kids' food.
And yeah, like, Tamar is Tamar is so volatile. Like, she's a person that I would immediately cut out of my life. Like, I can't deal with that level of volatility. I cannot walk around eggshells with people. You know, I'm sure she would have chopped my head off by now. Like, I would have said something that just rubbed her the wrong way, and that would murder most foul would follow. So I'm not. I think Candy's my favorite on the show now. She's the only one I would really like to see win. Like, Dina. She's actually, right up until the catfishing thing, I was like, oh, look at her playing the game. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, I guess Michael Lohan is upset with her.
Right.
While she's been on The Big Brother, Michael Lohan, who has his, he's divorcing that chick, Kate Major.
Oh, yeah. He is?
Yeah.
So she's a mess anyway.
She's a mess.
Major.
That Kate Major is a bigger mess than Michael Lohan.
Oh, impossible.
Oh, it's true.
So I guess.
She just got busted a couple weeks ago for assaulting a bus driver.
Oh, my God. So is she more volatile than Tamar Braxton? I mean, possibly.
Well,
right?
Tamar's like that, alcohol or no alcohol. I think Kate Major is that way because of alcohol and abuse.
Unreal. Mm. So he's divorcing her. I guess he's staying at the house, the family home on Long Island, overseeing some construction that's happening while Dina's in the Big Brother house. And he does not like what she said. I didn't feel like she said anything about him, but maybe on the live feeds she's saying stuff. Because he's really upset about it, and he's trying to get like a way to garnish her $100,000 that she's got. Everybody got paid $100,000 to be on that show, mm-hmm. and then the winner gets an additional $250,000. And he is trying to go to court to make sure that he gets his share of that.
Yeah, because he says she still owes him money, some in arrearage or something.
Well, he says because he left the family home and let her raise the kids there, mm-hmm. and then she denied him access to the kids. And they, you know, look, these are terrible people with. I mean, hopefully no one within the sound of our voice goes through anything like what's happened with the damn Lohans.
They need help sorting all that out. Mm. They can't do it themselves, and that's fine. Get the help you need, because...
So, hour 13 is on tonight.
I like it, too. I'm enjoying it.
Is it 2 hours?
I don't know if it's 2 hours tonight.
No, it's on tonight at 9.
And then the finale's Wednesday, and we'll stop talking about it. So, good for you. It'll be over. Tonight at 10 o'clock on A&E, there's a Studio 54 documentary. I just want to mention that because Studio 54 was like a New York City thing in the 70s. Like, it was the discotheque, and you always hear it referenced. And you've heard stories about it and the dance moves and the cocaine and the fabulous time everyone was having at this discotheque.
The sex.
Sure. I forgot about that part.
But there's Drew Barrymore being there at 10.
Right. Wasted.
Yeah.
So that is tonight on A&E, if you are at all inclined. I just wanted to make sure you knew that that was happening. All right, there's that. What's coming up, Vinny?
I got a little weather update, and then, of course, love.
Oh.
As it is Valentine's week, everyone.
It is. It's the week of love.
After these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We do a podcast once a week. It's called The Secret Show. Actually, we podcast this whole show. You can actually listen to the full Sarah and Vinny show, including The Lost 30, which is sort of the opening statements each morning. But we do a thing called The Secret Show, and we have, I don't know, 2,000 of them? We've got to be getting close to that. Over the last 10 years, we've done them. The whole archive is at RadioAlice.com and wherever podcasts are sold.
There's a feature...
Sorry.
I'm not ready. There's a feature on our podcast known as Bad Advice, where we let you write in and, you know, we fix the problem that you're dealing with.
Oh, we have a good track record of fixing people's problems.
Here's one for you now.
Oh, all right.
This is airable on these airwaves. Many of the ones we get and do on the podcast are not.
No, and that's a podcast not really for if you're...
It's dirty.
It's, yeah, exactly.
But 650 asks, any advice... going into work today, and I have to tell my boss that I love working for, that I'm going to be moving out of the area. Mm. Love you guys.
Yeah, sit them down and just tell them.
The
I
end.
Mean, is there really, yeah, don't be tricky about it, and say, listen, I've loved working for you, and I regret to tell you that this is what's happening.
Right.
Bye. See you later. See you at lunch.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, that one's really easy.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of, you know, we can handle that, and we can handle real problems. Good luck with wherever you're going.
I was talking to someone recently who's actually even on the back end of their career or work life, and they were expressing that they have difficulty walking away from a job if they feel like it's going to negatively affect the people there. And I was like, I totally get you, and yet 2 weeks' notice is all that you're required to do, and then you move on with your life, and they move on with theirs, and it's almost like you are thinking more of yourself than you need to.
Right.
Like, people just get right on down the road.
Because they know they have to. They're not going to... They might be mad at you.
I mean, it's just the way it is. And we make great friends in the workplace sometimes. Yeah. Along my work life, I've had great working friends that I never have... seen again.
Right.
Just
once in a while on Facebook. Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
That's, you're in, sort of in this thing together, and then when you're not, you're like...
You're not.
Bye. So that's just move on. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, check out our secret show. It's a podcast, and you can get it at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. She is a broadcaster on these same airwaves. She's fantastic. She picks the music. She's the music director and has one of the best afternoon shows in all of America.
Jane
Enjoy
says.
Jane. We don't.
It was time. I feel like we haven't heard this for a while.
How many is that? Five keys?
And all the best ones. Good choices there, Vin.
Thank you so much. Anyway, here's what's happening. Over the weekend, we got some crazy weather where snow fell right here in town. In fact, at Pebble Beach, which is in Monterey, they ended up with so much hail, they had to stop the golf. And it looks like the final will resume in 15 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, they had to stop. Was
there any golf plan for today, or they've actually dragged it over one more day?
They had to drag it over one more day because of the cancellations. Guys are hiding under trees as hail's falling.
Right.
And real weather. Mm-hmm. We've got snow-covered Mount Hamilton in the South Bay.
Crazy.
So,
I can't believe it's sticking.
Oh, and by the way, tons of snow fell in Tahoe.
Such great news.
Many people continue to text in and thank you for selling your home. Way to go, Sarah.
This is the first year I've really regretted it.
They say that some roads remained closed on Sunday because of the heavy snow and strong winds. So if you're headed up today, you could still be dealing with chain conditions. Mm. Yay.
It's great.
Yeah, it is great.
I can't wait for them to measure again.
Target got... their pants pulled down on a newscast, it looks like, from Minneapolis.
Oh.
Target has an app.
Yes.
And apparently it was found that if you are using the Target app, you get one price.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if you're on the app and you go into the store, you get a different price.
Oh, it can tell when you're in there. You know, I have the app. And it's been weird because sometimes I'll have the app out and all of a sudden they're like, oh, and you get $10 off this. And like, I've actually found it to be kind of a good thing, but I didn't realize they were.
The TV station is reporting
the price.
Some prices displayed on the app increased whenever users approached the store.
Wow.
In one case, the product's price increased by $150.
What? Oh, my God.
Viewers complained about the price switching to the radio. They must have one of those.
Right. Consumer hotlines.
Right. So there was an investigation done after the criticism. They chose 10 different items at random. Now, before I get to all that, haven't we noticed, and we've talked about this too, when you go on an airline's website and you first look at the prices and then you split and you go back, the price has gone up.
Yep.
Because they've dropped cookies and they know you've got a flight to take.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're sort of...
jacking it up.
Right. And if you were to go from a different computer, you'd get that fresh start price.
Right.
Or if you cleared your cookies, you'd probably get the fresh. So this isn't new.
You're right.
But anyway, they say the reporters kept an eye on the Target app and found that four of the items they were looking at, the price jumped when they walked into the store.
Wow. I'm very surprised by
that. The Apple Watch Band went up $2. A Shark vacuum went up $40. This child car seat jumped $72.
Mm.
And the Dyson vacuum shot up $148 once inside the store.
Wow. Yeah. Those Dyson vacuums are already expensive.
Yeah.
Went up $140?
Target's response was, we fixed our app. We fixed it. Our app's fixed now. So
is it,
I don't know
is it
if
fixed?
I don't. Well, I think that they feel like maybe they needed to do a better job explaining the price changes.
Mm.
We appreciate the feedback and we recently received on our approach to pricing within the Target app. We've made a number of changes within our app to make it easier to understand the pricing and our price match policy.
Easier to understand. So you're acting like it's our fault,
right.
Not your fault.
You dummy.
Yeah, I understand what's happening. I walk into the store and I can't get the same price.
Yeah.
Your pants on the ground. Damn.
Valentine's is around the corner, everyone. Let's see. Today's the 11th.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Oh. Doesn't that mean it's your fiance's birthday this week, too?
Today.
Today.
Happy birthday, Dusty.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, today's the day.
Nice. You guys going to have a little dinner or something, lunch?
Well, we went out last night, actually.
Oh. Did you get her something cute? Did you give it to
her? I did.
Oh. And the girls?
They didn't get her anything because, you know, it's been a rough couple weeks. We're just trying to.
Your daughter didn't get her something at the Disney store? Mom, look, I got you a Moana doll for me to play with.
What did she get
there? At the Disney store. So this is...
There's a text here, Vinny.
There is.
Yeah, it says, 650 says, Vinny, heard I missed you at the Disney store yesterday morning. Fellow cast member Joey told me, missed you yet again. Dope. I hope you and Isla enjoyed your time there. Next time, Elizabeth.
My kid got a Disney gift card for the Disney store, which has been burning a hole in her pocket since Christmas. So I get her there, and of course, I don't even think to figure out how much that thing's for.
Oh, you didn't call ahead?
Oh, my God. I think you can just give it to the cashier, and they'll tell you.
You can just say, hey, tell me how much this is worth.
I don't even think to do
and
that.
And then she could have a limit as to what she could spend.
I'm just trying to keep my head above water, everyone. I got, you know... a deadline because there's a birthday party back at the house she's got to get to. So I'm like, I got to get stick and move into the store, out, back to the house. She can get in the car and go to this. Anyway, I get to the counter with this giant Rapunzel wig and a Moana costume.
Oh, boy.
And
that sounds like $100.
Violet.
At the least.
Mm-hmm.
Each.
Doll and a.
Oh, my God,
that's
Vinny.
That's a lot.
Oh, what is the...
It's like a $5 gift card. I bet.
Or like $25. Maybe $50 at the most.
That's... But listen, the wig alone.
Those
that is not
expensive
not a
the
cheap
store.
Which is the... I don't know if it's Japanese or Chinese. Which is the princess
Mulan?
Story? Mulan. We got a Mulan doll. So I get all this to the counter.
$300 worth of
and
stuff.
And I throw it down. And I'm thinking, like, what could the wig be? $10? I don't know. I'm just thinking this is all going to be... The gift card was $25, and the remaining amount was $122.
Oh, boy.
And now I'm like...
Yikes.
Can I pull stuff off of here without a scene? Because...
From the daughter.
Right. We're at the check stand, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to take stuff away. I'm like, we'll take it all. Yeah, and I'll pay for a bag, too. How about that? Yeah.
Sure, I would love to pay you for a bag.
Let's just get out
Why
of
not?
Here,
you're
everyone.
Taking all my money as
it's
it is.
It's just fine.
Yeah, well, now you've learned a lesson.
Yeah, I did.
You check how much is on the thing, and you give the girl a limit.
Right.
So, Isla had all those things at one time to play with?
She got all... Yes, she got all that stuff, and the...
Whose birthday was it again?
I know. Did she give one thing to her
no,
little friend?
No, none of that had anything to do with her friend. The Heart of Nefiti, the necklace, that was also there. Yeah, Dad, boy.
Boy, Dad.
She took you for a ride, all right.
She did. You're right. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Now I know.
Mm-hmm.
$25. What was...
Who got that for her?
I don't even remember.
Ask your wife and then send that person a bill.
Yeah. It's a good idea. Solid.
You got me down to the store and you only gave us a 20.
Not only, Ole's good.
Come on.
Oh my God.
The number one thing guys want for Valentine's Day is?
Starting with number 10?
Sex.
No, there's only one thing.
There's only one.
Nothing. That guys dread Valentine's Day, so they really.
They don't want sex?
Well, they always want sex. That just goes with.
Well, saying nothing means you're getting nothing.
They don't know what to buy or how to plan a date or how to pick out flowers. Plus, it's always, and this is my grind, there's always less reservations and there's always no flowers available. Mm-hmm. So unless you're a planner guy, you're the person that's driving around at the last second hoping for a $150 bouquet. You know,
yeah.
What do they call that? Surge pricing?
Right.
Thanks
exactly
a lot.
Exactly what they call it.
Can't be more than a $20 bouquet. But I'm happy to pay since I didn't plan this.
And
thanks
I love
a lot.
Her so much.
Right.
Love Lisa so much. Game is over.
The top five gifts women want are a card, candy, flowers, jewelry, and a massage.
Oh. I want a massage that doesn't lead to anything else.
Get out of here. They have to lead to something else.
Do they?
Don't they?
Couldn't it just be for me?
Can you actually stop yourself once I've been massaging your butt cheeks for 20 minutes?
Can I stop myself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
No problem.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Think about it for a second.
No, I don't need to.
You're telling me.
The whole time any kind of massage is happening, I'm like, oh, I know where this goes.
Let me ask you a question. You're telling me I rub you down for 20 minutes on your butt cheeks and kind of on your back area too. Mm. Maybe a little shoulders. Mm. And you're going to be able to say no to some nook?
I won't say no because I know where this has been leading the whole time. But what I would like to say is, okay, thanks. See you later. That was nice, thanks. Bye. I never get massages anyway.
You're telling me you're not like sitting there going, well, finish. Finish me off.
No.
What?
No.
You see?
Oh, you're going to need to finish me off.
Okay, thank you.
She's a good girl.
She is a good girl. Oh, thank you. That was great.
If you're hitting up all those areas, you're going to need to do that. But if it's a regular massage and they're doing, you know, my back or my
feet.
Yeah.
Neck.
Yeah. Or if you're doing this, gonna need that.
Oh.
Taken care of.
Once your Chi Chi's get involved, it's she might be my dad, just letting it all hang out. Or she's our bread. House.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Hey, what about the Big Brother? What about the Big Brother double eviction on Friday night? Oh my gosh!
I know, that was tense.
What do you think? I still think Lolo is absolutely bat bleep crazy.
Yep,
I don't want her to win.
I don't either. She's gonna though. I think
you don't think that.
I do.
I think they're bringing her along just so that when by comparison, someone will go not her, anybody but her.
Who do you think will win?
I don't know, but. I mean, Candy.
Candy's the only one I still
Candy
yeah,
can
Candy's
easily
the
win.
One I would
I mean,
want
actually,
to
someone pointed out, it seems like she was floating for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she's just sort of continues to win. She's doing okay.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah, I like Candy.
I don't like the
one.
Black lipstick or the purple lipsticks. I'll even take the black lipstick. The purple. Mm.
I don't love her lipstick choices. I'm like, oh.
I don't love her fashion choices. Ever.
Oh, I liked the velour PJs she had on.
That's fine.
I guess it was Friday night
that.
Show.
There's nothing to that.
I liked
but
that.
If you see her like dressing up, going
it's
out
comfy, huh?
on yeah. town, in town and all this stuff with the girls.
Oh, she doesn't look, you don't like her pics?
She just doesn't know how to dress her body, I think. I mean, I have that problem too, so I'm the one to talk, but.
Well, listen, we do a radio show. We're not, you know, TV personalities. So I don't worry about that. Mm. Oh, really? I don't look good? Oh, well.
So you think cozy is her keyword?
I liked the velour PJ. Even John was like, those are comfortable. I want velour PJs. I was like, I'll get you some velour PJs, honey.
Oh.
You got it.
Oh.
No problem.
In fact, thanks for reminding me. I'm going to go on Amazon right
you
now.
You are
some
a
velour.
Good sugar daddy, aren't you?
I am. I'm pretty good. What do you want? Anything but sex. Here we go. Just kidding. No, I'm
what's
not.
Coming up in the trash?
I don't know.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.